Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Root Dog Reyes on the RootDogShow.com. This afternoon, quite interestingly enough, there's a lot of conversation and talk, yes, about concussions. Yeah, you guys have heard the movie. It's out there. People know what's going on. It's one of those movies where it just kind of makes you think, say, impact testing. You know, what do you do to curtail the effects? How do these happen? Lots of questions come to mind, but clearly you can see the evidence on the field. A football field, a lacrosse field, a croquet field. Any impact to the head cannot be good. And with me to talk about that is James Harz, who is the Thundergear, thundergear.com. Welcome, James. How are you?
Very well, Rudy. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot for taking your time. I know you're in between places to go at the moment as far as appointments and such, and we'll get kind of right to this. There's been a lot of talk about concussions, and this is nothing anybody should take lightly. Of course, the players in specific conversation about Ben Roethlisberger and the type of concussion symptoms that he faced that an NFL spotter failed to look at and say, well, Ben doesn't look quite right. It was like looking through a glass of water. And when you're looking through a glass of water, things are not that clear. They're fuzzy and frosty. You have something that the NFL obviously would be very interested in Thundergear. Can you tell the audience a little bit about that? And where do you foresee this being used in practical applications outside of the NFL?
Absolutely, Rudy. We are Thundergear, as you had mentioned. We are based here in Toledo, Ohio. As I mentioned earlier, wonderful, sunny Toledo, Ohio. But what we are is we have a skull cap. You probably see the guys right now, Rudy, wearing skull caps under their football helmets.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Many of the guys are wearing it. But what's unique to our product is we actually have a patented gel-based layer built right within our skull cap. So what we're able to do is provide a product, a potential solution that guys are already wearing, already familiar with, and ultimately wearing a skull cap that goes underneath the helmet, and it's providing an extra layer of protection. We've had it tested, and ultimately the test results show that it reduces the G-forces, which that would be the impact, the amount of impact that's being hit or received by the head. It's reducing those G-forces. Now, what we do know, Rudy, with concussions is it's a very superfluous, situation, right? It's, you know, concussions, it's the rattling of the brain, the shaking of the brain. But what we can test is ultimately if you're reducing the amount of G-forces, it's going to have a positive impact on potentially that head trauma. And what we know about CTE and what we've seen, as you mentioned, it's in the media every day, ESPN, it's in the news, the Today Show, it's everywhere. It's not only that one big hit, as you mentioned with Big Ben taken the other day, but it's the repetitive nature of those hits. And anything that we can provide that can help minimize that impact of those repeated hits, it ultimately is going to have a positive impact on reducing long-term effects. That's our belief, and our studies have shown it. And we're continuing to get more studies so we can have more information to share with the public, the training staffs, the medical communities. So,
well, there's a lot to be said for your product, how it can certainly help the impact absorption, as I like to call it, because what you're doing with the gel is you're creating a somewhat of a protective layer against the brain, the external head matter, and the helmet. So it's a very protective layer. And looking at it in the news, yeah, it's everywhere. Everybody's going to notice what's going on. You're not going to seem quite right. You're going to see some disorientation. You're going to recognize. And kudos to Ben Roethlisberger for being able to identify those symptoms. I mean, he's had you know, shoulder breaks and you know, patellas and knees and nose. And it's just been way too many issues going on with Ben. And the question is, how much can he take? Well, we don't know. Let's hope we never find out how much he can take. Moving forward, the CDC between 2001 and 2009 estimated over 150,000 people under the age of 19 were treated for concussions related to sports, recreation activities, and the like. And some include car and bicycle accidents, obviously, work-related issues, and the like. But the repetitive nature of the NFL and the concussions that are literally making an impact on your brain can affect you for the rest of your life. Case in point, Frank Gifford, who died very early from CTE, a Hall of Famer. People would describe him as one of the nicest, most humblest guys you'll probably ever meet. Of course, the wide world of sports, including Monday Night Football for, you know, 15, 20 seasons, been around a really long time and lost him early, unfortunately. Do you believe that this product that you have to offer will provide the NFL with a – not – because you're never going to have a solution to this.
Correct.
It's going to continue. But what do you feel the NFL could benefit from by utilizing Thunder Gear?
Absolutely. You brought up a lot of good points. All sports, all activities, whether it's the NFL, but specifically with the NFL, I think they've done a great job at – addressing the situation. Many rule changes have been made, but I think you can only go so far, whether it's the NFL or any sport, to make rule changes without, you know, ultimately affecting the game and maybe causing other unnecessary problems due to those changes. But with our protective skull cap, as you mentioned, there is no panacea, no cure for concussions, especially with football. People don't want to admit it, but football is a violent game. That's the nature of the sport. It's a rough sport. Every single play, there's high impact. And you'll probably notice on our website, Victor Green. Victor Green is a guy I played football with at the University of Akron Zips. Victor was fortunate enough to go on to the NFL and had an 11-year career. Most of those years, I believe 10 of those years with the New York Jets. And when I reached out to Victor and showed him this product, immediately, he said he wished he would have had something like this when he played. And what was interesting is he's racked up over 1,000 career tackles in the NFL, how many in practice, how many in college. And when he said it this way, even for a guy like me who played football, he said, you got to look at it this way. I've been in over 1,000 car accidents, some of them major car accidents, some of them minor. But ultimately, I've been hit and banged and, you know, over the years. It would be nice if I would have had something like this to help reduce the amount of those G-forces placed in my head. So Victor Green, you'll see him on our website. He's a huge proponent. He's a huge part of what we're doing. He believes in our product. His own son, what I also find interesting, are many ex-athletes that are now having children. They're a little bit averse of having their own kids playing that tackle football. Well, this year he actually had his son playing tackle football again. Now, he didn't make the decision solely based on Thunder Gear, but what is good news is he is having his son wear the Thunder Gear, and his son loves our product. And he even said, he goes, if you got my son to be able to wear it, you're doing something right. So whether you're the NFL, whether you're a youth football player, my own daughters that play soccer, which we could talk about that, U.S. soccer just changed their heading rules that, you know, under the age of 10, you're not allowed to head the ball at all, ages 10 to 12, only in games. So the point is, whether it's soccer, NFL, lacrosse, any sport or activity, changes are being made. People understand the nature of those impacts. And I think what you can do is, we're not saying we're a cure, but we do have the data. We do have real live players wearing them right now that are saying, I love wearing your product. I can feel the difference. Matter of fact, that's one of our sayings, feel the difference, because we've heard that from player after player say that they can feel the difference when wearing the Thunder Gear gel shell, is what we call it.
Well, to go further, there are There was a story by Mary Kilpatrick at a Cleveland.com, at a Shaker Heights, in fact. There was an 11-year-old that had his head hit on the ice in hockey. Of course, a sport you wouldn't think would require such headgear, but at the end of the day, their headgear has face masks on them. So essentially, you know, there have been some pretty violent hockey games that I've seen in recent memory. Everybody's talking about that Crosby, you know, kit on the back of the head and a broken stick over the body. That's brutal. I can't even fathom going through something like that and to not have something to absorb the impact. I mean, this 11-year-old suffered a concussion, but to not have this type of component underneath any helmet of any kind or just wearing it by itself during competition, just like you had stated your daughter had done during soccer, would prove to be almost futile by not having something like that on.
Absolutely. Let me give you another example that you'd never guess in a million years as far as a sport. We were recently contacted by the father of a top fencer at Duke University. And unfortunately, she experienced several concussions in the past in fencing of all sports. Mm-hmm. So that is a sport that I would have never have dreamed that there were opportunities there. But again, unfortunately, there are impacts to the head. The gear that they wear right now over their head is not really impact, built for impact. And she tested out several products. And I just spoke with one of her coaches just the other day, and she chose Thunder Gear. She likes the fit of Thunder Gear, the form, the protective nature that it gives her. So to your point about sports, whether it's hockey, which would be relatively obvious, but fencing is something that you wouldn't have thought of. Wrestlers, we've got wrestlers wearing it. So it's any sport or activity. We've got, you know, whether it's construction workers, oil and gas, it's any sport or activity. What I say, Rudy, is we all have a head. It's truly our most valuable, you know, asset that we have, and we should protect it. And more light is being shown on that with the concussion nature. Anything that we can do to add that extra layer of protection. And as you mentioned with soccer, for me as a dad, and I hear this over and over, it's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't I want to add an extra layer for my daughters to be protected?
You know what? I would say it's a no-brainer because your brain would be left helpless without something like this to help absorb the impact. So, yeah, you would end up being brainless if you didn't have something like this on.
Absolutely. And if I could also bring to light, I do want to give mention and credit to head coach Matt Campbell, who I think if you're in the college sports scene, you know who he is. He was the previous coach of the Toledo Rockets, so he was able to have a very successful season, getting them in the top 25. Well, we owe a lot of our advancement to coach Matt Campbell. And here's an example. Division One coach, we met with him February of 2015 and showed him what we have. And immediately he said, we need to test this. Why wouldn't we want to protect our players? Why wouldn't we want to be on the cutting edge of technology? And it was through that excitement. He opened up the doors to his training staff, equipment staff, players. I attended every single spring practice of the Toledo Rockets and was able to we were refining our product, working directly with the players. And it ultimately led to us getting our product to where it is today. We formed a partnership with the Toledo Rockets. Many of the guys were wearing them this fall. They had many games on ESPN, so it was neat to see Thunder Gear on ESPN. But, you know, so that was our first opportunity to get into the major Division I level. Now Coach Matt Campbell's at Iowa State, so once the dust settles over there, we can reach out to him. And I think you'll be seeing Thunder Gear in the Big 12. But as you mentioned, whether it's NFL, collegiate football, youth football, any sport or activity, we just want to get the message out there that Thunder Gear is here. We all know about the problem, and that's everyone's talking about the problem, and there's very little talk. But I think there's fear because no one wants to say, well, this is going to help. But we have no fear in saying we have test results that it can minimize the impact.
Minimizing the impact is something that the NFL has been trying to do for quite some time. As a matter of fact, I recall specifically about Ryan Clark, who had a pretty decent sized concussion, and the way that was offset is by giving him an extra large helmet, or the way it should be phrased is extra padding underneath an oversized helmet. And that is designed to help absorb, obviously, with more padding inside, but still not the ideal solution, because what it does is it's labeled in certain parts and laying on your head in certain areas. The Thunder Gear encompasses the entire top of your head, so you have more of a complete solution than pads that are placed separately on someone's head.
That's correct. And with the gel nature, it can, you know, adhere or work well with any other layers of protection. Just that the nature of that gel, it's built to do that.
Definitely so. And when we're talking about technology, when we're talking about how the advancements of headgear, and look, there are lots out there. There are a lot of companies out there trying to get the bid from the NFL. I've read about it. I've looked at it. To be honest with you, looking at this seems to be the most dynamic component in regards to relieving the amount of impact on someone's head. And there are a lot of test results to actually show that. I'm looking at, for a helmet only, obviously you get every bit of impact. When you put the Thunder Gear on, as far as G-force, you're looking at less than 120% or 120 Gs. Side impact, same thing applies. You're looking at about 100, at about 80, give or take, with the Thunder Gear. And then rear impact, there's some. But again, you're looking at 5% impact absorption with it versus almost 80 to 100 without it. Same thing can be said for top, which is one of the more critical parts. Obviously, in the front, you have your cerebral cortex, and your cerebral cortex, with the amount of impact consistently, you know, leaves you with ultimately CTE without anything out there. Yeah, and you're right. Football is a dangerous sport. It's almost a deadly sport if you think about the long-term repercussions from consistent concussions. That's just a fact of the matter. And looking at all these types of solutions out there, the one that comes closest to solving it, or at least coming close to creating a better absorption rate, is the Thunder Gear. How can people get a hold of these, and who have you tried to market this towards in order to get this more of a wider audience to try as an experiment?
At the moment, we are online, so you can go to our Thunder Gear website, and that's spelled THUNDA, and Gear, GEAR, so thundergear.com. We have, we can take orders there. I know we're on Amazon. As I mentioned, as far as what our route was, we're still in that startup phase. So Toledo was our first major program as far as working out a partnership here locally. We worked with several high schools, and where we saw the most success, at least initially, was in those parent meetings. You know, because mom and dad, I'm a mom or I'm a dad, so, you know, as moms and dad, we want to protect our kids. And our retail price is $89.99. And what we found is parents were really interested, and we were able to sell many in those parent interaction. So what we want to do, and we appreciate you having us on the show, is get that message out there that this is who Thunder Gear is. We need to get that message out to the moms, the dads, the coaches, to know that there is something out there that can potentially minimize the risk. Again, no cure, but it can help guard against getting those impacts.
And the impact can be felt long-term by not having something, again, not a solution, but surely something that you can think of. And when you do think of a concussion, you think of something that you want protecting your head. Yeah, a helmet. They've evolved immensely, becoming more composite. They're lightweight. But does that still prevent the impact from occurring and feeling those G's that could ultimately affect you in the long term? No, not at all. So to your point, James, yeah, you know what? These are available at thundergear.com. There's a lot of great reviews. There's a lot of great information. As a matter of fact, whoever is listening, right now, go sign up. Go check these out. You do the math. You have children. You want to protect them. This is what you do. This is what I would do. My son's 12. My oldest is 21. My daughter is 9. The last thing I want to do is put them out on a field without having some type of head protection. And I'll tell you what, Thunder Gear has my vote when I go to pick something up, when I think of something that that provides more of a complete solution versus having no solution at all.
Absolutely. And what we can do, if I had more time, I'd create a personal code, and we can certainly do that, Rudy, if we get back on the show. But right now, if they put in UT10, so UT10, that would give them $10 off. So, even more incentive, and would love to make a code for you, Rudy, as well, so we can promote on your show.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. You know, anything to get the word out there, to let mothers, fathers, coaches, the NFL, if you're listening, you need to check this out. This is your one-stop resolution for the future. Even if this isn't the ultimate future, at least this is a good start. And to be honest with you, this is the better time and the best time to get something like this for your players, for your children, and obviously something that's going to dynamically unfold into hopefully something even better. And I'm sure you guys are in constant fabrication of something that may actually work even better. What kind of steps are you taking right now to help evolve the current Thunder Gear?
Yeah, that's a good point. As you mentioned, helmets will continue to evolve and get better. Our product, we think, fits right in. Will it be a viable product 5 to 10 years from now? No one can know exactly where the evolution of the products will go. But at this moment, exactly, even though we're just getting out of the gate, we're not just resting on our initial product. We are doing research and design into other products, again, headgear related, but other designs for form, for fit, for protection. Again, continuing our research with a major university that we're actually waiting any day now to hopefully receive. And once that comes out, I'm just not able to announce that quite yet. But trust me, Rudy, it's an institution that we all know that is well known for their research on helmets and headgear protection. So we're very excited, and that can lead to many, many doors being open. And that's what we need. And again, we can't thank you enough for helping us get that message out there. We need to get the message. We need to let the people know that there's something that can protect and has been tested and reviewed. And with all that we know, it can help. And that's what we want to say. Again, no perfect solution, but it can help. And why wouldn't you want to try something if it can help?
I'm all for it. Sign me up. I'm a little old to play football now at this point, but I can tell you this much. I would only suggest whoever's listening right now to really take a strong look at thundergear.com. Look at the type of data. Look at the information. Look at the products. They come in different sizes. They come in different colors. Check it out.
Absolutely.
Well, James, thank you so much for coming on. I do appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate you having us, Rudy. Definitely appreciate your time and look forward to being on another show if you need us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. And again, James Harsh, Thunder Gear, check it out on thundergear.com. Go to main test results. That'll give you all the information you could possibly ever imagine. And how much of a benefit it could be for your children, your players, your organization. And again, NFL, if you're listening, go check it out. Go to the contact page and get a hold of James. He'll be happy to assist you in any way, shape, or form. So, and thanks again for coming on. If there's anything else I can do for you, feel free to reach out.
We will do that, Rudy. Again, thank you very much. Enjoyed the time, and absolutely. Reach out, give me a call, and love sharing the story and the information.
Thanks a lot. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, Sealer Nation, NFL World, this has been Rudy, Rude Dog Reyes, on the RudeDogShow.com, accompanied by James Harsh from Thunder Gear. www.thebrainhealth.com.